Welcome all to this week's episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me. But the best news, I have tinfoil hats times two because sitting in front of me is our semi-co-host by the name of Andrew. Andrew, welcome back to The Paranormal Patriot.
Thank you. I missed the show. I had something come up last minute. I had all my notes ready. I was ready to do the show, and then something came up, and I couldn't do the show.
Well, now we get to be an adult again, so you and I are going to play adults today. Now, I know you don't listen to the show when you are not a co-host of the show, so you may not know that one of the first things I do at the beginning of a new show is recap the last show, and that's what we're going to do this time. So I have a question for you, Andrew. Do you know what the last show's topic was about?
It was about AI intelligence.
Ooh, I'm impressed. So one of the questions I had, well, before we get into that, let me just tell you the results of last week's show. Last week's show was the best performing show for the first week that we've had since we've returned.
Wow.
It has been a very, very successful show. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we are now on Spotify. Spotify, I kicked in on Spotify, and the numbers just jumped tremendously. So for those of you who have Spotify, you can listen to us on Spotify. Of course, you can go to Stitcher.com, TuneInRadio.com. I'm still waiting to get on iTunes. They're a pain in the behind. You got to have everything exactly correct. And I've got to get the DPI of my image down to a certain number and can't do it. Or you can go to podbean.com. But regardless, last week's show was a rousing success. One of the questions I asked my listeners, Andrew, and I'll go over the responses that I got because I have a lot of responses. But one of the questions, and I'll ask you, AI, artificial intelligence, is at the point where it is going to give us the ability, and you probably are going to have this choice, to live forever. Either one of three ways: by regenerating or growing new body parts that are damaged, by implanting your memories and who you are into a robotic android, or you can live forever by downloading your consciousness onto a computer chip and implanting that in living in a virtual reality world. Now, you are young. Most of my audience is at least double, if not triple, your age. I want to get your take. Giving those three options, you have the choice to be immortal. You can live forever. Would you?
Yeah.
I figured as much. Every single, I had over 150 people respond to that question. I posed the question to my listeners. Given the choice, would you take the option of living forever? What do you think my listeners said?
Well, I'm going to say they wouldn't take the chance.
You are absolutely right. No one, and I mean out of the 100, and I think it ended up at 157 responses that I got via Facebook and email, no one said they would take the chance and live forever. So,
but here's why I chose it.
That's what I want to know. Why would you choose to live forever?
Well, since we're in the 2000s, we're just getting into advanced technology, and we're just getting to the space race to go to Mars. I want to know how our colony does. I want to see how it does in the next, I don't know, generation or so, century.
Okay, so you have plans.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the rest of the people? Again, I posed a question and gave the, I guess, detriment in moral compass question. If you can live forever, where do laws come into place?
Well, I don't know. Cause
they don't come
into
place.
Because if you kill, like, I don't know, 100 people, you don't get the death penalty.
Because you can't be killed.
Yeah, exactly.
You're exactly right. Now, the nice thing is you segued into this very nicely without even knowing it. I am going to expand on the question of next week and kind of veer off. And I know your answer to this. I'll ask it anyway, but anybody who knows Andrew or has listened to this show will know it's an unequivocal answer. But he said he would like to live forever to see how our colonization of Mars and the moon and the other moons in
Saturn.
The solar system. Yes. He wants to see how that does. So I want to ask everybody, and I will put this on Facebook, and if I can figure out how to do it on Minds and on Twitter, I'll do so. But I want to ask my listeners, respond to me via Facebook, via Twitter, or Minds.com, or you can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. My question is, you have the opportunity to go colonize Mars, the moon, another planet, Saturn, one of Saturn's moons, whatever. You have a chance to do that. But knowing that once you leave, you are not going to come back to Earth. Would you go? Andrew, would you go?
Well, I would say, yeah, I'd like to explore.
I honestly am surprised as all get out it took you that long to say yes. I figured you would jump at it to go.
Well, I wanted to give a reason, though.
Okay, what is your reason?
Because since we already know a lot about Earth, I want to know a lot about other planets. I want to explore. I want to be, I don't know.
You want to be an explorer?
Yes.
Do you realize we know more about the surface and our moon than we do about our oceans?
Yep.
So we may know more about Mars than our oceans, so why don't you want to explore our oceans?
I think the shallow's enough to explore.
Okay. You're afraid of sharks, too. I get it.
I'm not.
So that is my question to my listeners this week. Given the opportunity, you can go and explore the universe. You can be a colonist. You can start a new life on another planet. Unfortunately, you can't come back home to this planet. Would you go? I got to tell you, I was a little shocked. I figured most people would say, nope, no way in God's green earth would I want to live forever. I did not realize that every last one of you, and it was not even, I don't think I would. It was unequivocally no. Pat, Shane, Chris, Andy, there was multiple Andys that answered, Kurt, Catherine, I mean, just so many people answered, and it was just an unequivocal, there is no way that I would want to live forever. So I think it's been determined that we, as a human race, have decided we have an allotted amount of time on this planet. Once it's done, it's done. So I thought that was interesting. But now, something I did not mention that happened to me this week to Andrew that I want to talk to you about at the beginning of this show. Before we get into what the main subject of the show is, I had something strange happen to me this week. Andrew doesn't know about it, so surprise!
Wow.
Tuesday of this week. Now keep in mind, I drive 40 minutes one way to work. When I leave, it is dark out. the sun is just starting to peek over the eastern horizon. I'm driving down M52, and I look over to my right, and I see a large, bright light in the sky. I'm assuming it's a planet. No big deal. As I'm driving, in front of me, I can see a plane fly across my field of vision, fairly low. I mean, it wasn't a jet plane, it wasn't a fighter plane, but it was a plane. Didn't think anything of it. As I'm driving down M52, I again look over to the right and see that this plane is now circling this bright light I see in the sky, which at this time is hovering. I'm getting a little confused at this point. How is this plane circling it? I can see the lights on the plane flashing, and as it goes behind this light, the lights are blocked out. At that point, I'm like, okay, this obviously isn't a planet. It's got to be a helicopter, or it's a plane with its landing lights on. We do have Capital City Airport off to the west. The landing lights would not have corroborated with where its location was, but things happen. But it was hovering. It was stationary. Then I noticed that it started to pace my speed. M52 is a 55-mile-an-hour road. I travel between 58 and 60 miles an hour because if I go any slower, I'm going to get run over. So I go with the flow of traffic. And this thing starts moving with me. Not that it's that close to me, but I can see it in the sky, and now all of a sudden, instead of it being stationary, it's moving the same speed I am. Then I notice the light get brighter. And keep in mind, this is probably not a good idea, but I'm driving and glancing in front of me to make sure I don't rear-end the person in front of me, but I'm driving and I'm kind of glancing back and forth between the road and this object, and I see the light get brighter. So I'm thinking, okay, it's a plane. The landing lights are on for some godforsaken reason, and it's coming closer. Then it turns and starts moving away from me, but its brightness is still on there. You can see it's dimmed a little, but it still is bright. With landing lights on an airplane, you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see the lights anymore.
They don't dim.
Well, they'll dim because you're not looking at them head on, but you still shouldn't see it. And this plane that I originally saw is still encircling this object. And I'm trying to think, okay, how do I get a picture of this without causing a multi-car pileup? And I can't figure out how because my phone is in my pocket. And at this, you know, at that time, it's about 6:50 in the morning. Everybody's going to work, so M52 is pretty busy at that time. I'm watching this thing, and it stops, and it hovers, and this plane is flying around it. And then it starts moving to the south again. And keep in mind, I'm looking to the west. So it's moving southwest at this time. And it stops, and then it'll move, and then it stops, and then it'll move. And I'm like, this thing's got to be a helicopter, but why is this plane flying around it? So I'm watching it, it's hovering, and then it starts moving, and I kid you not, it's like somebody had a light switch attached to it because it just went and it was gone. The plane was circling it. I couldn't see the lights of the plane, and then all of a sudden the object was gone, and there were the lights of the plane. Don't know what it was. I'm not going to say it's alien. I will tell you, in my opinion, it was unidentified. I did some research. I looked online to see if anybody else had noticed anything strange. Nobody did. I called the Shiawassee, the Livingston, the Eaton County Sheriff to see if they had any issue or anybody report any strange lights in the sky. They didn't. I called the airport, Capital City Airport, to see if they had any radar contacts or they had anybody report any strange lights in the sky. They were very hesitant, almost to the point that I was a little concerned at their answer.
Like they're lying?
Well, yeah, like they're not telling me the truth. Somebody said, well, I can't really say. It doesn't look like we saw anything. Something to that effect. They didn't come out and say, no, we didn't get anything. They kind of told me in a way, yeah, we might have seen something. That was Tuesday. Friday morning, I'm driving to work. I look over to the right, and what do I see?
Wow.
I see the same light in the sky. And at this point, I'm like, okay, this thing's got to be a planet. I've got to be losing my mind. There's no way this object is, and it's the same exact light. It is a bright white light. It's got a little bit of blue that I can see in it. No planes this time. But again, it's sitting there solid. And then again, as I'm driving, and this time, there's nobody on the road. Apparently, everybody but me had Friday off because that seemed like I was the only one on M52. So I could take a little bit more time and look at this thing. It would stop. And I'd kind of have to almost look behind me to see it. And at that point, then it's like, okay, I can't look at this thing anymore. I'm going to kill somebody. I'd look over, and then all of a sudden, it's just barely in front of me. And I'd watch it, and it would pace me to the point that it would be in the exact same position in my window. And then it would start to fall back, to the point I couldn't see it anymore because I had to look behind me. And then I'd look again about 2 minutes later, and it's in the same position in the right-hand side of my windshield. At this point, I have to take a right and turn onto I-69. And then I go west on I-69. So this thing is pretty much in my windshield the whole time. I'm watching it. Now, 69 was a little bit busier. I'm watching it from the right-hand lane going about 72 miles an hour. And this thing is hovering. And then it would move to the left side of my windshield. And then it would move to the right side of my windshield. It did that about two or three times, and it did the same thing. I'm watching it, and it's like somebody turned the light switch off on it, and it was gone. I have no idea what it is. No idea what it was. Was it alien? I don't know.
Do you think it was?
Could it? That's the $64,000 question. Are these UFOs alien? Are they extraterrestrial, interdimensional? Are they military aircraft? I don't know.
Is the government hiding something from us?
What?
Is the government hiding something from us?
Oh, you know the government's hiding something from us. Absolutely. But it was, I wasn't scared. I was actually kind of excited. And of course, I told a couple guys from work, and they thought I was crazy as all get out. But, you know, I know
what
I saw.
Just like everyone.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. One thing I want to tell you is that lately, it doesn't matter if it's in Michigan, the West Coast, wherever you are, the skies, something is going on in the skies above us. The skies are very, very active. Be it fireballs, be it unexplained phenomena that we're seeing in the skies, be it military aircraft that are crashing and unfortunately killing pilots. There's a lot going on in our skies. And that leads me to a good segue for the topic of this week's show. Some of you may already have heard about Ty, the Twitter user, that posted a strange voicemail that he received on March 13th. Well, that voicemail has since gone viral, and it has literally blown up the internet. Now, if you're a fan of Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, you may have heard this, and it pisses me off because I had this idea for a show, and I listen to Ground Zero all the time, and just earlier this week, he comes out with this show, and I'm like, God bless it! He stole my idea. But the thing is, because I deal with the public. I know and I deal with a lot of people that are active and retired military. I talk to a lot of them. And I've confirmed a lot of what has been speculated, but there are people out there that are focusing on one certain thing about this situation, about this voicemail. And what it does is it really skews what may be really going on. So when we come back, we're going to hear the audio, and we're going to make an assumption as to what it is. Again, this is something I played for Andrew once. he's not quite sure what to think, and I want to get his opinion. I want to get your opinion. We will come back, and then we're going to hear this voicemail, and I'm going to give you my idea and why I think this may be something more and why I think people are focusing totally on the wrong part of the voicemail. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. This is Tom.
This is Andrew.
We will be right back. Make haste, angry subjects. Let's be the revolt. If we can't do so in public, smash our screens in the Gulf. Come out from your dungeons. Feel the sun on your face. You can't hide behind your comments. You must see this place. Let's not destroy it. Don't clean the pace. Slow down, I'm thinking. In fact, erase all the hated fetters. Don't leave a trace. Children will love if we give them a grace. The light can win. Consume our face. Complacent in our pleasure and we cannot be late. I hasten all your clever and you move to replace all emotions that are stagnant so we can all embrace. Princess. Join me on September 21st and 22nd, 2018, for an out-of-this-world event. The Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the day listening and learning from all of the special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFOs, sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique gifts, creative works, psychic readings, and much more to list here. All of this will be taking place at the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Overlooking the largest inland lake in Michigan, not only can you enjoy the UFO convention, but you can enjoy nature. This resort is full of windows, including a walkout balcony. This will be an educational and refreshing event. Lecturers include John Tenney, Andrea Perrin, Bill Konkoleski, Erica Luke, Steve Ward, and Nick Redford. For more information on the resort, go to www.lakesideresortmichigan.com. Again, September 21st and 22nd, 2018, join me and be at the Michigan UFO Contact.
Dad, where are you finding this awesome music?
Well, that's funny you should ask. I get all the music for the Paranormal Patriot off of Jamendo.com.
Well, I hoped you knew where you got it.
I do, and you should go to Jamendo.com also, where you can find great music from up-and-coming artists at no charge. Find music you like, download it, listen to your heart's content.
They have good music.
They do have good music on Jamendo.com. Alrighty, are you ready for this, Andrew?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely ready.
So let's get into the show. Recently, a Twitter user with the Twitter handle of Ty tweeted an ominous voicemail he received recently. Now on March 13th, Ty, who by all accounts is just an ordinary Twitter user and has shown no interest in any of the subjects that we will be describing on, he received this message. Now, as the story goes, he received a phone call late on the night of March 13th. He decided to let it go to voicemail, and then upon retrieving the voicemail, the contents of that voicemail shocked and terrified him. What I want to do now is I want to play for you exactly what he has posted or tweeted on his Twitter account. This has gone viral. Some of you may have heard this, some of you may have not. For those of you who know the NATO phonetic alphabet, grab a piece of paper and write down what this message says. Here is the message that Twitter user Ty received from his voicemail.
Sierra, Delta, Alpha, November, Gaul, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra, India, Tango, India, Sierra, Delta, India, Romeo, Echo, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Yankee, Oscar, Uniform, Tango, Oscar, Echo, Victor, Alpha, Charlie, Uniform, Alpha, Tango, Echo, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Alpha, Uniform, Tango, India, Oscar, Uniform, Sierra, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Yankee, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, November, Oscar, Tango, Hotel, Uniform, Mike, Alpha, November, 04293396 4230, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra, Delta, Alpha, November, Gaul, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra.
So Ty got that message, and hence he posted it to his Twitter account, where it received 7 million views and increased his followers by over 40,000. The upswell in followers, as well as death threats and homophobic taunts, forced him to deactivate his account and change his handle. Now let's talk about this message. It's obviously featuring a female, kind of robotic voice droning out an automatic message entirely in NATO phonetic alphabet. Again, grab a pen and paper. I want you to hear this message. I want to hear it once more. Listen to the voice. Tell me what you think. Those of you who are in the military, I know I have a big military following on this show. Listen to this and tell me. Is this something that is plausible? Here, once more, is the message from Ty.
Sierra, Delta, Alpha, November, Gaul, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra, India, Tango, India, Sierra, Delta, India, Romeo, Echo, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Yankee, Oscar, Uniform, Tango, Oscar, Echo, Victor, Alpha, Charlie, Uniform, Alpha, Tango, Echo, Bravo, Echo, Charlie, Alpha, Uniform, Tango, India, Oscar, Uniform, Sierra, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Yankee, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, November, Oscar, Tango, Hotel, Uniform, Mike, Alpha, November, 04293396 4230, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra, Delta, Alpha, November, Gaul, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra.
So imagine you get an unknown phone call that leaves a voicemail. You pick up this voicemail and get that message. What do you do? Well, Ty posted it online, and again, this went viral. And this caused many people to take the time and effort to decipher the message. And upon deciphering this message, it displays an anonymous message that Andrew is going to relate to you.
The message is as followed. S, danger, SOS, it is dire for you to evacuate. Be cautious, they are not human. 04293396 4230, SOS, danger, SOS.
That's a pretty ominous message, pretty cryptic message.
And creepy.
It is creepy. Now, to start off, the S that is at the beginning of the message, remember it started S, danger, SOS, that is said to show that this message is on a continuous loop. It is not a message set to play once. It goes to voicemail. It is set to just continuously loop. The numbers at the end of the subject are a bit of confusion. The prevailing theory is that these are GPS coordinates. Now, when these numbers are plugged into Google Maps, they centralize to an area around Malaysia.
And this is where they are saying that the Malaysia flight number 370.
MH370, yes. Do you remember that going down a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They never found it. So now, here's where I have my issue, because a lot of people, most of the people I have had a discussion about this voicemail, everybody seems to be focusing on, well, this can't be about the Malaysian. This doesn't make sense. Why would the black box start talking? We are assuming that these numbers in that message are coordinates on GPS, correct?
Yes.
It may not be true. Listen, we don't know what happened to the Malaysian airline. This could be the aliens talking to us, the aliens that took the Malaysian airline. You don't know. But you can't make the black box send out a message. What you can do is you can have it send out its ping to try and find it, but eventually that ping is going to subside, which it has. What people are fantasizing is that this is the Malaysian black box sending out a signal that is being picked up and sent to people's voicemail. It's diluting what is happening here. I don't believe that this has anything to do with the Malaysian MH370 flight. I think that some people put the coordinates into Google Maps, and lo and behold, it centered in and around an area around Malaysia. So everybody just jumps to the conclusion that, oh, this has to do with the Malaysian flight. I had a listener that I talked to who comes into work. We were talking about this, and he had a good point. You might pick up on this, Andrew. He said, well, maybe they're not earthbound coordinates. Maybe they're celestial coordinates. So Andrew and I sat down, because I figured Andrew would be the go-to guy on this, and we typed in these coordinates and literally could not find anything. That doesn't mean that it doesn't relate to any celestial non-earthbound coordinates, but somebody out there may have different information. But as of now, just because they punched in these coordinates and they relate to in and around Malaysia, in my opinion, it doesn't mean anything about the Malaysian flight MH370. But then Ty, he posted some direct messages that he had been receiving on his Twitter account. Now, one of these messages, they came from Indonesia. And it was when it was ran through Google Translate, it turned out to be the following warning.
End the post you just shared about the recording on your phone.
So he supposedly received a dire message, a warning message from Indonesia, but then he said he received a couple of Morse codes messages, as well as one which appeared to be a group of numbers. Those numbers were 20.8.5251.18. 0.520.11.9.14.715.22.5.184.1818. Now, several people have deciphered the Morse code message, and they displayed the following.
The message received is well related to Stephen Hawking's death. You are not ready to face them.
So somehow Stephen Hawking, in his recent death, has become part of this conspiracy. Now, if you remember, Stephen Hawking, before he passed away, did say something bad would happen in 2018. Now, as for the numerical sequence, it supposedly states the following. They are taking over 4/18/18. Which is April 18th of 2018. So with that being said, apparently they, and we all from the beginning of time have wanted to know who they are, but they are taking over on April 18th, 2018. Now, a few nights before receiving these messages, Ty posted about an odd event in which an unknown man drove by his home at 3 a.m. and took photos using a flash. He now believes that this man is linked to the voicemails and direct messages that he has received. Now, the strange continued as more and more people claimed to have received similar messages.
Well, hold on. Is this going to be like the 2012 event where everyone thought the world was going to end?
Well, it could be.
But we don't know.
We don't know. We honestly, and I'll get into that in a minute, we don't know exactly what's going on with this. But now a Twitter user by the name of Base Pier posted a message that he received. Now, this message wasn't cryptic. This message was straight up a message. It had the same female robotic voice, but this time it plainly stated what its intentions were and what it wanted to say. Here is that message.
This is not a test. This is not a joke. Over the past several years, we have been wanting to send an automated voice message to people who understand and are not afraid. One message at a time will make many know the truth. The truth that other biological beings have been walking this supreme creation that sustains life. Earth, a planet created just like our own. With technological advancements, you as the human race have kept yourselves strong and living. But as chaos comes to your planet, we must show ourselves to prove that there are different ways to keep peace. Many do not agree with what we say, so they may hunt us down. Your accomplishments are as follows. You have created religions on a biased, unrealistic God. Have created a government that is corrupted and will fall soon. Your weaponry is only advanced by our technology, which you have scavenged from our own. The liquid lands you call your oceans contain many secrets, including some spacecraft drowned and sunk into the abyss. We will make ourselves known to the best of our utmost capabilities. Clear your airspace or face consequences. November, Foster, Foster, November, Echo, India, Sierra, Sierra, Alpha, Foxtrot, Echo, Alpha, November, Yankee, Mike, Oscar, Romeo, Echo.
So that is the message that Pure Base, or Base Pure, whatever his name is, that he received after Ty had deleted his account. Now, some people may not have caught everything, so Andrew is going to revisit and relay that message in more human-like tones for you. Andrew, what does that message say?
Okay, so this message states, "This is not a test. This is not a joke. Over the past several years, we have been wanting to send an automated voice message to people who understand and are not afraid. One message at a time will make many know the truth that other biological beings have been walking the supreme creation that sustains life, Earth, a planet created just like our own with technological advancements. You as a human race have kept yourselves strong and living, but as chaos comes to your planet, we must show ourselves to prove that there are other different ways to keep peace. Many do not agree with what we say, so they may hunt us down. Your accomplishments are as follows. You have created religions on a biased, unrealistic God, have created a government that is corrupt and will soon fall. Your weaponry is only advanced from our technology, which you have scavenged from your own. The liquid lands you call your oceans contain many secrets, including some spacecraft sunk down into the abyss. We will make ourselves known to the best of our utmost capabilities. Clear your airspace or face consequences."
So here's something I want to point out. Number one, when it says, "But as chaos comes to your planet, we must show ourselves to prove that there are different ways to keep peace." What chaos? And are they causing the chaos?
No, we are causing the chaos. If you look at what's going on around the world, I mean, the world as it stands right now is on the brink of a world war. World War III is on the brink. Before it was North Korea. Now Russia and the United States are seeming to be going into another Cold War. Russia has developed hypersonic missiles that the U.S. cannot stop. So we are on the verge of chaos right now.
Number two,
The liquid lands you call your ocean contain many secrets, including some spacecraft sunk down into the abyss. So does this mean, are they been living down there ever since? I don't know, because have they just been spying on us all this time?
Well, there's a prevailing theory that either they are the remnants of Atlantis, and Atlantis is now down in the abyss. There are many cases or many supposed cases of USOs. Instead of UFOs, they're USOs, unidentified submersible objects, that are coming up from the bottom of the sea. There are, when we do scans of the ocean, there are areas that don't make sense because they resemble basically a port. Now, it could be an ancient port because the waters have risen. But like I said before, we know more about the moon than we do about our ocean. So maybe these are not extraterrestrials. Maybe they are terrestrial, but coming from deep within our oceans. I mean, we have no idea what's going on in our oceans.
Number three, you have created religions on a biased, unrealistic God. So does this mean they know we are believing in something that's not realistic? Does this mean they are our creators?
You're getting pretty deep there. You may have offended a lot of people.
I'm sorry. I'm just have a lot of questions about this message.
And that's fine. I would rather you have questions. Now, when they say we've created a religion based on an unrealistic God, basically what that's saying is we have created a God that is, and we worship a God that is unrealistic, untangible, and non-existent. Does that mean that they are our creators? Well, there's theories out there that we were created by the Anunnaki, which are the actual inhabitants of the planet Nibiru. But then again, this is a faith-based question that I am nowhere near qualified to answer. You know, everybody knows my stance on religion. I believe we have been created. I believe that there's an almighty being, but is it the universe? Is it God? Is it the Anunnaki? That's up for everybody's interpretation. I'm not gonna tell anybody how to be or how to worship.
All right, and number four, clear your airspace. Face consequences. So does this mean they are actually going to land and we're going to see them?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, and if we don't, then we're just going to have to face the consequences.
Well, it sounds like if they're coming either from the sky or from the ocean, wherever they come from, if we have aircraft and fighter aircraft in the sky, they're going to shoot them down. That's how I take it.
That sounds exactly right. Clear your airspace. So
it
don't
sounds
want,
like
they
are
want,
going to be prepared to show themselves.
But why? Just why? Why'd they wait this long?
Maybe we are on the verge, because let's be honest, we don't know 90% of what's going on in this world. Maybe we are really on the verge of destroying this planet.
We don't know anything that's underneath the ocean.
Well, and these aliens live under the ocean, and if we destroy the land, we destroy the ocean. Look at Fukushima. It's killing the ocean. So they're not ready to give up this planet. So maybe they have to, or they feel they have to step in and create a peace.
I completely agree with you.
Well, and that, again, like, we just don't know. Now, again, I've mentioned that I've been in contact with many military members, and I have had every one of them corroborate every one of these messages. So we know what the messages are saying are true. They're saying, or they're being deciphered correctly.
All right. And back to that chaos thing. But as chaos comes to your planet, we must show ourselves to prove that there are different ways to keep peace. They must know that we're destroying each other. We're destroying our each other as humans. We're trying to kill each other. We're trying.
Well,
to,
if they're watching us, how can you not?
Exactly.
I mean, we.
They again, want. They want Earth, their home planet. Apparently, they want this planet to survive. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like they are inhabiting this planet with us. They are cohabitating it with us. And look, we humans are, again, we are a violent, barbaric race.
Definitely.
We thrive on war. And let's just imagine that this race of beings that is trying to communicate with us is only 1,000 years ahead of us. Look at how far we've come in less than 100 years. Just imagine what a race, 500 years, a race of beings 500 years older than us. Look at what they're look at what they can accomplish. They know how to create and achieve and keep a peace. And now they're waiting for us to do the same. But we may destroy the planet before then.
And they're not going to be happy?
They're going to be dead with us if they're on this planet. So according to the message 4/18 of 18, April 18th of 18, they're going to show themselves if you believe what the message says.
Well, I have a question. Do you believe it?
Now, there's where the final analysis of this segment comes in.
I believe it. I'm just saying that. I believe it. I'm not scared of humans. I'm not scared of aliens.
I would love this message to be true for the reason that it would take the 3/4 of my life's work. I have searched, researched, and believed in UFOs and aliens for 3/4 of my life. It would prove what I've been looking for and what I've been searching for is real. That is why I would love it to be true. However, what they're saying is they are going to take us over. We are not able to stop. Now, at the end of Basepierre's message, there was a series of letters. N, F, F, N, E, I, S, S, blah, blah, blah. Did you research what that said?
No, I'll do it right now, though.
Don't worry about it, because I've already done it. At the end of that message, it rattled off another NATO phonetic alphabet. Do you know when you break it down what it says?
No, not a clue. It
says, no one is safe anymore.
What?
That's the part that scares me. If this is real, then somebody is going to die on April 18th when they invade, if it's real. I have a couple. I'm a little apprehensive because Ty posted this message, and then he came back with, "Well, somebody was taking pictures of my house with a flash camera at 3 a.m." And then all of a sudden, all these other people are coming out and saying, oh, yep, I had these messages too. Where were you before? To me, it seems like these people are jumping on the bandwagon. There's a lot of unanswered questions here.
Yeah, definitely.
There are, you know, talking to some of the members of the military, when they're rattling off the numbers, the voice is saying 9. Well, in a military scenario, you don't say 9. You say 9-er. So there's people saying, well, this is obviously fake because they're saying 9. Well, they should be saying 9-er. I had one friend of mine that was just recently out of the military state, listen, they're not going to send that big of a message over a NATO phonetic alphabet. It's too long and it's too hard to decipher. Now, me, personally, I was reading this or hearing this message thinking this is way too easy. You just can't take the first letter of everything they say and turn it into a sentence, but that's essentially what you do.
I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
I just reread this paragraph, And I just noticed something. It says your accomplishments are as follow. You have created religions on a biased, unrealistic God. You have created a government that is corrupt and will fall soon.
Well,
does
we
that
know
mean
that.
We were supposed to create a government that will fall
no,
soon?
We have created a government.
But
we
why can, is that an accomplishment?
I don't know if they're... Again, if this message is real...
Exactly.
You're trying to put thoughts into an alien's head. They're trying... These aliens are trying to communicate with us in a language that's not their own. We have a bunch of pets, right?
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. Okay, let's say pugs, our cat. How do you talk to pugs? You sit there and talk to them, hello, pugs, how are you doing? Or do you sit there and go, oh, hey, puggy, how you doing, buddy? You talk to them in a language that you think they would relate to. That's why, I guess, I don't know how to put it. Okay, we've wanted to communicate with you for a long time, I think is how the first part of it went, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people say, well, that's pretty childish. Well, that's how we are. They're trying to replicate a language that they're not familiar with. So sometimes, just like you speaking another language or me speaking another language.
Yeah, like if I speak English, you speak Spanish. I'm trying to see what you're saying.
We don't always say the right words. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, can't say a lick of Spanish. It's just the way it is. I tried when we were in Cancun after I graduated, I tried to tell a taxi driver where to go. He got lost because I'm trying to sit there and tell him go left, go right in Spanish. I think I said you're a screwball. I don't know. If this is true, you've got an alien race that does not know our language, trying to communicate with us in a language that we are listening to. They are not able to phonetically listen. English is the hardest language in the world to learn.
Especially for other people.
It is. So you have to have the proper tenses. You have to have the adjective, the verbs, the nouns. You have to have different ways of saying things. They are just, if this is true, I don't know. I'm leaning, to be honest with you. Andrew said he believes this is true.
Yeah.
In a way, I hope it is.
Yeah,
I hope
do too.
The aliens come down April 18th and say, you guys have screwed this up.
Let us
hold my
control.
Beer. Let me show you how it's done. Okay? But then again, listening to these messages.
It's a little creepy.
It's creepy because they're telling us no one is safe. They're going to take over. I don't want to be anybody's slave.
Yeah.
Because usually when you're somebody's slave, it's not a good thing. Not good things happen to you.
And they're not sending this to, like, just a random person. They said they've been wanting to send an automated voice message to people who understand what they are saying and they are not afraid.
Well, and again, are you going to send this to your mom? Because she doesn't believe any of this.
No, because she doesn't understand.
No. It's going to people.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, honey. It's going to people that have an open mind, that are going to be like, holy cow, is this correct? But then again, you open yourself up to a hoax. You open yourself up to somebody in Indonesia or Malaysia saying, ha, 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 we're going to get this stupid American here. We're going to send this message to him, and he's going to blow up the internet. Again, I don't know. Andrew seems to believe it. I'm leaning towards this is just, it's a 2012, it's a year, it's a Y2K type thing. I don't know. That's where you, the listener, has to make up your own mind. And that's where Andrew and I would like to know.
Yeah, we would like to know what you think about.
Yeah, tell us what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net or The Paranormal Patriot on Facebook and Minds. Or The Parapatriot on Twitter. Let us know what you think. There is no denying that this has absolutely taken the internet by storm. It has blown up. If it is a hoax, I will admit, they've done a hell of a job on this hoax.
Yeah, scaring people.
They have done a hell of a job. But is that all it is a hoax?
We don't know.
We don't know. So let me know what you think. The Paranormal Patriot on Facebook and Minds, at The Parapatriot on Twitter, or ghostseeker4@charter.net. That's my email address. Let me know. I'm curious to see your results. So when we come back, we're going to do a quick week in review on The Paranormal Patriot. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is Tom Velasquez.
And this is Andrew Velasquez.
And we will be right back.
Sometimes we fight like cats and dogs, but here we are giving it our all. So many years in the making, but then forsaking and forgetting. Even for a moment, I am not betting on our demise. I can see the future in your eyes. I see the present's ironic surprise. When you go counter and I clockwise, do the world pain and all the lies.
Attention all fans of the paranormal and paranormal groups in the Michigan area. Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention will be June 29th and 30th, 2018 at the Grand Haven Community Center, 421 Columbus in Grand Haven, Michigan. Do you want to show off your team? How about networking with other teams? Whether your specialty is in the field of ghosts and spirits, Bigfoot, UFOs, or even cryptozoology, the people at Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention want you here to network with other groups and show your investigation and evidence to the public. If your group is involved in the paranormal and you want your group's voice heard, then you need to be here. Network with other Michigan teams. Show off some of your investigations and evidence, or simply come out to check out our new equipment, techniques, or just come out to listen to some of our speakers. Booth spaces are limited and first come, first serve. Check for convention updates at graspp.org or email them at debunkers@gsapp.info for more details. Pricing will be available soon. So remember, for those of you who are in the paranormal field, June 29th and 30th in Grand Haven, Michigan, Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
Excuse me.
The Paranormal Patriot Week in Review.
All right, to begin the news of the week, President Trump wants to create a space force. On Tuesday, March 14th, Kenneth Rupano, I have no idea how to pronounce his name, Kenneth Rupano, I'm guessing, stated, Trump is very interested in ensuring that the department is best organized and equipped to achieve our vital mission in space. Rupano said a reorganization of the military's space component is being studied. He said that Trump would support any option that provides an adequate solution of the problem. The president is very focused on outcomes, he said. He has prioritized space. He recognized the threats that have evolved and the pace at which they evolve.
So, I guess this may piggyback this last segment we have. Donald Trump is proposing a quote-unquote space force for a space war.
And I don't want that to happen.
Who are we fighting? Are we fighting Russia in space? Are we fighting China?
Apparently, he said we're fighting North Korea and Russia. But that doesn't make any sense.
We don't do that in space.
Yeah.
What is... And again, this is coming from the mind of somebody that doesn't trust their government. Does he know something we don't?
Yes.
Exactly. So what exactly are we fighting, and why do we now need a space force?
I don't know what we're fighting.
I don't know either.
Okay, so my problem with this is, for the war in space, in 1972, it said that when we had the space race, we did not want politics or any guns in space. No wars.
Never.
No, you're my son and I love you to death, but you're still young and you don't realize that politicians, they lie. So whatever they say, you can pretty much expect the opposite.
So when they say
there's no politics or no wars or no guns in space, you can pretty much expect that there's politics, wars, and
actually,
guns
there is
in space.
Two handguns in the ISS. It's in case any astronauts decide to attack them. Isn't that weird? Two handguns.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous. That tells you the human race is a barbaric race that is hell-bent on destroying one another.
Yeah, exactly.
So in December, the U.S. government pretty much disclosed that, hey, we're in the UFO business. And every now and then, they have been releasing little snippets of UFO encounters with military pilots and military craft. Well, we now have an encounter over New Mexico that has two airline pilots wondering what the heck they saw. We have the audio. Here is the audio of the two airlines and the air traffic controller trying to figure out what in the world they saw.
Albuquerque, 7-1 Papa Golf.
There, 7-1 Papa Golf, good.
And was there anybody above us the path of like 30 seconds ago?
There, 7-1 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Up this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. American 1095, let me know if you see anything pass over you here in the next 15 miles.
You don't think anything passes over?
American 1095, affirmative. We had an aircraft in front of you that's 37 that reported something pass over him, and we didn't have any targets, so just let me know if you see anything pass over you.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't an airplane, but it was... Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
Okay, American 1095, thank you. American 1095, can you tell if it was in motion or just hovering?
Make it out whether it was a balloon or whatnot, but it was just really big to flight or had a big reflection on it, several thousand feet above us, going opposite direction.
Okay, Roger.
Was it a Google balloon? UFO.
Was it a Google balloon?
What the heck is a Google balloon?
I don't know, but something to do with Google, but the pilot responded with UFO. If you're a pilot, you don't respond with UFO unless you're sure it's a UFO because you're ostracized. You're pulled into an office and questioned by using the word. These aircraft are flying at 37,000 feet. This object that everybody seemed to be seeing in the air was flying several thousand feet above them. You could hear the questioning of the pilot when the FAA controller, when he asked, hey, if you see, you know, keep an eye out above you. We just had a pilot see something flying above him. And he said, above him? Above me? They're not used to seeing anything flying above where they're flying, but this object seemed to be flying and perusing, just nonchalantly, several thousand feet above them. The second pilot wasn't really, he wasn't with it. He wasn't all over this. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll let you know if I see anything, whatever. And then he comes back, holy cow, yeah, something just went by us. I don't know what the hell it was. Was it a Google balloon? UFO.
What the heck is a Google balloon?
I don't know what a Google balloon is. Somebody tell me who's listening what a Google balloon is. And why would it be traveling at 40,000 feet? You tell me.
All right, so Elon Musk has deleted his SpaceX and Tesla pages from Facebook.
Yeah, this was in response to the WhatsApp app's creator basically challenging Elon Musk to delete his pages because it has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that Facebook was gathering the information and targeting people, basically infringing on your privacy rights. Is anybody surprised that Facebook would basically do this?
They're rich, so they can do whatever they want.
Here's my issue. When you sign up for Facebook, you have to check a button that basically resolves Facebook from any type of legalities in regards to your privacy. It basically says, hey, by checking this box, we can learn anything we want about you.
I also heard that even if you delete your account, they can still track you.
They still track you. I mean, listen, all of us have been on Facebook and come across an ad. We've been talking to our wife. We've been searching for something on Google. And then all of a sudden, there's a sponsored ad. There's a post about that certain thing on Facebook. They're targeting us. We're going to have a show on this coming up very, very soon as to how our lives are not our lives anymore. But in this particular situation, this was done for political reasons. Mark Zuckerberg is a raging liberal.
I don't like him.
He's a douchebag. He is. He's a complete douchebag. But he has been targeting and gathering all of our private information. And then he uses that in it's a political game. And we all know Elon Musk is a very opinionated person. Think what you want about him. I personally, and I think Andrew does, admires the guy.
Yep.
Yeah. So this guy basically said, hey, you know, delete yourself from Facebook. And he says, I didn't even know we had a Facebook account. Delete. And this is a growing trend of businesses and celebrities, and which I don't care about, but people that are deleting their Facebook accounts because Facebook, it isn't a social media place now. It is legitimately, all it is, it's a political movement.
Yeah, it's like the government took over it.
It's essentially what it was. It's a government takeover of Facebook, and people are not wanting it. But remember, when you signed up for Facebook, you clicked that box that said their information or your information is theirs. David Hogg, where you at? This past week in Maryland, we had another school shooting. A 17-year-old student shot and unfortunately killed his 16-year-old ex-girlfriend and another student. However, what is not being reported is the fact that this massacre or would-be massacre was stopped by an armed security guard who, within a minute, was on scene engaging the shooter and killed the shooter, therefore stopping further bloodshed. You don't hear anything from David Hogg or that bald-headed chick, Megan Gonzalez, whatever the hell her name is.
You don't see that.
Yeah, she's essentially, she shaves her head. Whatever.
What?
To each her own. I don't care. My issue is, you don't hear anything about that. So, in a situation at this school where there was not an armed security guard, this person would have had at least 4 to 5 minutes more to start gunning down students. However, because this school had an armed security guard, he was therefore, within a minute, put in a defensive situation where he had to stop shooting at students because he shot one more in the thigh. He had to stop shooting at students and therefore obtain a defensive position, and his defensive position apparently was not that good because he was shot and killed. Now, this does not fit in with the liberal gun control theme because you have to wait at least 4 to 5 minutes for the police to show up. by having an armed security guard on premises, this man stopped further bloodshed. Yes, is it horrible that the 16-year-old girl died? Yes. Is it horrible that another student was shot? Yes. However, in Maryland, you have to be 21 years old to obtain a firearm. This person was 17.
What type of firearm did he have?
It was a pistol. He stole his father's pistol. So what does that tell everyone listening? Gun control laws do not work. You can put as many gun control laws as you want on the books. If you have somebody that wants to kill you, they will find a way. Look at in Austin, Texas. You had a serial bomber that killed, what, two people?
Two people out of five.
Two people. He didn't have a gun, but he had a bomb. So let's outlaw bombs. Oh, they are outlawed. But yet he still used them. If people want to kill you and create chaos, they will find a way to do so. The only way to stop future school shootings is to make sure our schools are safe. And how do we do that? Well, unfortunately, in this day and age, we have to put armed guards in there. But on top of that, we have to make sure our students are in the right mind. Andrew, you have armed guards in your school now, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's definitely a lot safer.
Well, it's safer. It's different. Back when I went to school, I couldn't fathom having a... Hell, when I went to school, during hunting season, people would bring their rifles and put them in the locker.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's how it was. I grew up in areas where we had a lot of deer hunters. So from October to November, they would leave school and go right from school to the hunting grounds where they would hunt deer. They would bring their rifles and put them in their locker. We didn't think twice about it. Something between when I went to school and when our current generation of children are going to school, something has happened. Something has happened to these children where these children think that it's okay to just start killing people. It's not a gun problem. And you can put as many gun control laws on the books as you want.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. But wait, there is a school district in Pennsylvania that has the solution to this problem. There is a Pennsylvania school district, the David Heisel, or Helzel, the superintendent of Blue Mountain School District in Schuylkill County, has proposed that his students be armed with rocks.
Oh, yeah.
To defend themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have just found our solution. You have an active shooter in your school. You grab the bucket of rocks and give a rock to each student. And they throw them at the shooter.
I honestly think that would hurt, and it would work somewhat.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think a bullet is going to really care about a rock, because I don't know of anybody that can throw a rock faster than the bullet.
Well, it's a big rock.
Listen to me. If I, not that I'm saying I would, but if I am an active shooter in a school, and I have a student throwing a rock at me, you know what that's going to do?
Nothing.
Make me shoot that kid. That's all it's going to do. This is the mentality of the left. We are, instead of arming the student, arming the teachers and putting armed guards in the school, we're going to resort to caveman tactics. Ugh, I throw rock at you. You stop shooting me. Ugh. That's what it boils down to. He emphasized to BuzzFeed. Now, I'll be honest with you. At first, I thought this was a joke. I anticipated this being on TheOnion.com. But this is on, not that I listened to this news source, but this is on MSN.com. He emphasized that the so-called go buckets are a last resort in the district's active shooter defense plan, which includes automatic door securing technology and lock-in and lockdown procedures. Good for you. You lock your doors. And then you resort to, hey, grab a rock.
Grab that small pebble.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is. Throw a rock at them. See if that just pisses them off enough to shoot you. Don't hide in a corner. Don't cower, hoping he walks by you. Grab a rock and throw it at him so he knows where you are so he can shoot you. This is just ludicrous. This is insane that anybody would think of this.
I think I'm going to have to change my answer. This is a dumb solution.
It's a horrible solution. This isn't the third world where you stone somebody because when they're buried up to their neck. You're stoning somebody who has an automatic rifle or a semi-automatic rifle in their hands or a gun, whatever. They're going to get hit in the head and go, ow, hey, that came from behind me. You threw that at me, pop, pop, pop. This is the mentality of the left that we're dealing with. Rather than confront the issue of mental health, rather than make sure the gun control laws that are on the books are enforced, we're not going to do that. No. We're going to put a bucket full of rocks in every room. That'll teach them. That'll teach that would-be shooter to come in. I can't go into that school. They got a bucket full of Petoskeys. I ain't messing with them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're dealing with. This is the state of the country now. God help us. Any last words on this show, Andrew?
Yeah, this idea proves that our ancestors were definitely smarter than us.
Absolutely. We are, this as a country, we are just completely dumbing down. And you can blame it on the media. You can blame it on the kids eating Tide Pods that are now smart enough to legislate gun control. It makes no sense to me. And I fear for the future of this country.
I'll be up in space.
Well, let's hope so. Because I'm following you and I'm taking everybody I love with me. Good Lord. All righty. Wow, this has been a long show. We're over 100 or an hour and 17 already. So thank you for listening.
I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you enjoyed it too. Let me know what you think about the messages. Let me know, are they legitimate? Are they a joke? Are they a hoax? What are they? Let me know what you think about the week in review.
Let us know what you think. Do you think will happen on April 18th, 2018?
Do you think they're coming on April 18th? I want to know. Again, that is my cat. I'm sorry. Again, you can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. You can contact me on Facebook at The Paranormal Patriot or on minds.com at The Paranormal Patriot or on Twitter at The Parapatriot. Either way, whatever way you go, contact me. Let me know. And also, don't forget this week's question. If you had a chance to go colonize another planet or another moon, knowing that you would not be able to come back, would you?
I'm just going to say, I definitely would.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. So you have been listening to this week's episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining us. This is your host, Tom, wearing the tinfoil hat.
And this is Andrew wearing the tinfoil hat.
We will be back next week with another exciting show on The Paranormal Patriot. Good things never